It's time for The Drive on KFAR Radio, brought to you by Glacier Garage, a local show for gearheads, car lovers, and those who just want to learn more about anything with four wheels. And now, The Drive on KFAR Radio.
Welcome to The Drive on KFAR Radio. I am Brandon.
And I'm Harley.
What is up, dude?
Ooh, trying to survive sunburn. I feel like I have lizard skin on my face.
There's definitely a turning point. Like, I would walk up to somebody, and because we were out the whole day before also in the sun moving stuff, I'd walk up to somebody and I could just see them like look at me, like their eyes would look at my neck and then like my shoulders. And then they'd be like, am I sunburnt? Like, they'd ask that, like ask me that just because looking at me, like jog their memory, like, oh my God, like, am I sunburnt too? I'm like, no, you look good. They're like, you're messed up.
Yeah.
Like, you're red. And then you did that too. You're like, am I sunburnt? And like, it was like, ah, like, you're getting pink, whatever.
Yeah.
And then I didn't see you for a bit, and there was definitely a turning point. I saw you at, like, 2 p.m., and you were 10 times worse than me all of a sudden. Yeah. Just immediately, you were just torched.
Yeah, I'm peeling. My whole face is falling off. But you know what? It was worth it.
I've got a photo. It was the morning of, and there's a thermometer on the building where our Glacier Garage tent was on the side of it. So it was in the shade. It was the morning. It was like 62 degrees. And at full blast in the sun, like peak time, it was pegged at 120.
Wow.
I was like, dang.
Yeah. So it definitely got warm. It was a warm day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, it was a good day. Super thankful that the weather held out and did what it did. Like, I know it was hot, but I prefer that over rain.
Yeah. And we've been lucky this far. We've never had rain at our show.
No. First year was the closest. Like, it got over at 4. We finished picking up trash and all that at like 4:15. It started raining at like 4:20. It was like, barely made it.
Man. Yeah, like our last episode when we were gearing up to this, you laughed at me just because of how stressed I was. And we always ask ourselves, like, why do we do this?
Yeah.
And then now the aftermath is like, oh my God, that's so cool. I can't wait till next year. We're going to do all this other stuff.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to make it so much bigger and better. But yeah, leading up to it, I mean, there was a lot of sleepless nights.
Yeah, we worked the night before? There was a night we were there until, what, 3 in the morning?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I was like, I remember getting home at 3:30, and then we had to be there. We had to be back there at 7.
Yeah.
So I got 2 hours of sleep, got up to shower fast, and then run over there on the four-wheeler.
Yeah. You beat me there on show day. I was there at like 7:30.
Well, I lived like across the street, too. Yeah. So. But, yeah, and I just wanted to make sure that the, you know, the infield was empty and we weren't going to have any unforeseeables the morning of. And that's always the most stressful. It's like, I would rather just be done with everything and just waiting.
Yes.
Than just right down to the wire having all these things to do. So,
Which was nice because, like, from the minute I got there at 7:30, I was working right away. Mm-hmm. Like, people started showing up. I had to start directing traffic. If I had to shuttle cars still and set up, yeah, what a mess.
It's funny how that always works too, though. It's like pre-registration starts at 9.
Yeah,
there's people lining up at 7:30. Like, yeah, it's just car show stuff, you know. They just want to be early, get a good spot.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I remember that. It's a quick story, but it was at when we were still doing at the Carlson Center, and this older gentleman showed up. Same thing, like 7:30, and the parking lot's empty. There's like one or two cars that have like found a spot and set up, and he's like, he found me, and he's like, I thought there was supposed to be a car show here today. I was like, yeah, there will be.
Yeah.
And then he's like, he kept following me around as I'm trying to get stuff done. He's like, this ain't no car show that I've ever seen. He's like, you call this a car show? I'm like, bro. I was
just
like,
wait.
Just give me a sec. Like, go find a place to sit down. Leave me alone. Give it like 2 more hours, and then there'll be a car show here, I promise.
Yeah.
And then I ended up bumping into him at like 12:30, and yeah, he like shook my hand and was like, this is great. Like
he was there this year.
Was he?
Yeah. He was an entrant. I remember that guy. And when I was directing traffic in the morning, he showed up and I was like, here we go. Let's see if he's gonna hard time me. And I asked him, I was like, you spectating or are you putting your car in? And he put his car in. Yeah. I was like, cool. No, super happy dude. But man, I just yeah, I think that was probably the coolest thing was directing traffic. So walking up front, sitting in that tent, and just guiding all the cars back, I got to see all of them come in. And it's kind of a mind trip because it's like I'm directing all that traffic. And so I'm seeing hundreds of cars, whether it's just car show participants or spectators show up. And I have no idea what it looks like in there. I have no idea how many cars are actually there. And then when one of our guys, when Poe came and relieved me and I went into the car show, I was like, holy cow, there's some cars here. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it was pretty cool. Like, you know, cause you just see a couple come, a few more come, and you kind of don't lose count. I think next year, I think it was Ben or no, it was Nick saying we need to get one of those clickers.
That'd be a great just everyone. Idea. Man, that's smart.
And so, cause it's like, there was a lot of cars that didn't register and we had over 200 cars this year.
Mm-hmm.
And so it'd be cool to keep like an actual tally. But yeah, man, Fairbanks showed up. Let me tell you, that was insane.
Yeah, there were a lot of cars. It was awesome. There was just the right amount of cars. Like we definitely had a plan B and a plan C of like, because we had no idea how big it was going to get. So we had to be prepared for it. But it was the right amount to where we filled the perimeter of every field and it was comfortable, you know?
Yeah, we filled the perimeter and then the one by the, what is it? Was it the Borealis stage or the, that infield was full. Like, it wasn't just perimeter. So there was probably
the dragon over there.
Yeah, there was like another 10 or so cars in that interior part of the grass. But I think it worked out so good. And then how are you feeling? You did, you participated in the demo derby.
It was funny because Fred, who's like the CEO of Fairbanks Demo Derby, he messaged me the next morning. He's like, hey man, how do you feel? I was like, the same. I was like, I feel the normal soreness that my body always is.
Yeah.
And he was like, Jesus, man, you need to go get that looked at. He's like, if the morning after a demo derby is just how you always feel, he's like, you need to go get some help.
Yeah.
He's like, that's okay. He's like, I'm doing the same thing. I'm waking up. I'm taking like my medications that I always take and I'm just keep trucking.
Yeah. No, it was pretty cool. I wasn't sure, you know, like even though it was like our event, it was our first time putting a demo derby on. With Fairbanks Demo Derby, and I just wasn't sure how I was gonna go. And man, it was a blast watching you guys like just smash into each other. Like I feel like the arena size like was perfect, so you could still get a decent amount of speed, but it's not enough to really hurt somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was perfect.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, I obviously didn't get to really watch it being in it, but watching some of the footage, like you know, it's different. It's like when you're golfing. It's super fun, but then you're watching golf and it's like, meh.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like, you know, I guess being in it, I just like, man, I just remember like hitting him so hard. Then I watched the video. It's like, meek. I was like.
Well, and it tripped me out a little bit too. Like watching, it looks slower, but then like you would pull away from the car you just hit and the rear end's just smashed. I'm like, oh, okay, so there's some force there.
Yeah, no, and some of those hits, I mean, they're jarring hits and it, like our car now, it looks like you rolled it down a mountain.
Yeah,
it
it's pretty rough.
Totaled.
Yeah.
So it's like we're taking hits. I mean, it'll be cool to if we just do another demo derby next year. You know, we got to start planning next year now.
Mm-hmm.
But there's bigger arenas at our disposal at the fairgrounds.
Yeah,
we would just have to move the bleachers, but there are bigger arenas in the back there. So
I wonder if we went to a bigger arena, if we could do like a small truck derby.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be super cool.
A bunch of Ford Rangers and S10s and Toyotas and Mazdas.
Man. Yeah, and like even in this class where, you know, it was a four-cylinder or a V6 class, if you did have an all-wheel drive car, you had to disable it to make it fair.
Yeah.
So it was always going to be a front-wheel or a rear-wheel drive car. So it's like, I don't know. Yeah, maybe the truck class enable that four-wheel drive and we're slinging.
That's, I feel like that has a higher level of probably more spectacular smashes. And I think talking to some of the guys who participated in the truck derby before, like it's much more likely to roll over.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
So, yeah, it's probably just be a little bit more of like a ooh and ah moments for a crowd. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But it's also a little sketchier.
Yeah, I would definitely drive again. He'd asked if I was interested, and absolutely, yeah, I'll hop in again.
Yeah, and so, and like, speaking of which, like, man, I can't thank the fire department and EMS for showing up and being there just in case. Didn't have to use them, but thankful they ended up showing up.
Yeah, it was super cool.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, we had EMS, we had fire, we had some trooper presence, and yeah, no, it was great. Yeah. Glad all those guys were able to show up.
Yeah, I'm super thankful for that. Yeah, no, and the community's response, all you guys that are calling us and thanking us, no, man, thank you guys for showing up, because if we put all that work into it and you guys don't show up, it doesn't really matter. So it's all about the community, and it's amazing some of these guys that I know and talk to on a regular basis, and just the personality differences and just life differences, but then to see everybody come together and just support, like, the Fairbanks car culture and community, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, like, because there's such vastly different people, but that one thing just brings them together.
Yeah, I know. It's awesome to see just all the different builds, like you said, how vastly different they are, the people who bring those cars. It's like people and their dogs.
Yeah.
It's like people look like their dogs.
Yeah.
Like, it's same thing with their car. It's like you would drive that car.
I see it.
Yeah. So that's always funny.
and I think some of the guys that I know that, like, are like friends from the past and stuff that I don't talk to very often, you know, I'm out there directing traffic, and like I had a buddy show up in a old 80s Chevy crew cab long bed dually, but pretty nice, and like I know he loved that truck, and he's like asking me where to park. I'm like, take that into the show. Are you staying all day? Like, put that in the show. And he's like, really? And I'm like, bro, yes, please. And people loved his truck, and he's just like mind blown. I'm like, that's a cool truck. But he probably feels like I feel, like every cool truck I've ever had, I feel, isn't cool enough in my eyes. I'm like, eh, it's just a regular truck. But to somebody else, it's the coolest one they've seen.
Yeah, and a lot of people are like, oh, well, you know, if I haven't had time to, you know, buff the thing and make it perfect, I'm not going to show it to anybody.
Yeah.
But it's like, dude, just give it a wash and bring it in. Like, who cares if you drive it all the time and it's not perfect?
Yeah.
Like, everybody has a taste.
Yeah.
And having a little bit of everything there for people to enjoy is the key.
Yeah. Well, and it's like there's another guy that's got it's like a 2000 Chevy. And like he's got a custom hood that you can't buy. He built it. And it's just got a lot of little things that he did himself. It's like one-off stuff. And it's definitely still in project status. And he wasn't going to bring it. I'm like, dude, like it doesn't have to be like flawless to be a show vehicle. Like it's cool to see it in progress. Like, you know, and he ended up bringing it out. And so I was thankful to see him. Yeah, it was just cool to see his project like start to come to life and like see it on the road. Like, well, you know, that 2000 Chevy, just nice big cam chop, like, it's a cool truck. Like, man, show that. So it's cool to see him come out.
Yeah, there's lots of cool cars, man. Just the motorcycle, the jet ski motorcycle.
Yes.
He ended up winning, right? I think he was,
I think he won the motorcycle class.
So, and that's something that we talked about doing for next year, which we did at the Carlson Center. We'd go find the car, make sure we're getting a photo with the car. It was just, for me anyway, it was like, we're still in the middle of our award ceremony, and I could feel my phone blowing up in my pocket. So as soon as we're like, thank you all for coming, and like I looked at my phone, I had like all these missed calls from Fred.
Oh, because the Derby's about to start.
Yeah, so I'm like.
You're in the first heat.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, where are you at? We got 30 people waiting on you to do this driver meeting. So I'm like running over there. Like I actually ran in the motorhome. I had to get my long sleeve shirt, but people had been in there like using the motorhome, so it's not where I put it. So I'm like looking, I'm like
flustered,
dude.
Yeah.
So yeah, throw my long sleeve shirt on, grab my helmet, run over there, and I just look like the doof that's like, 15 minutes late to the driver meeting. But so it was a crazy, like, it ended very fast where I didn't get to do everything I wanted to do, but it all worked out.
Yeah. So what do you think about our little surprise that's like more of a personal surprise for us?
Oh, having Aubrey come up?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that was amazing. I wanted to get her on this show. It was full speed ahead until the show happened. But
yeah,
it'd been cool to have her come on the drive and talk with us about whatever. But
Well, she's doing pretty cool stuff too, because she's down in Kansas City, and she works at a, it's not a speed shop, it's like a custom car and truck shop. So it'd be cool to like hear like what she's doing down there. It's vastly different than what she did here for us.
Yeah.
So I see I see some stuff that they're building on there, and it's like completely custom frame, like air suspension, like crazy stuff.
So. Mm-hmm. All fabrication, welding, tube, tube suspension.
So it's pretty cool. She's getting experience doing that.
Yeah. No, that was awesome that she came up to visit us. And yeah, she had asked, for addresses, like she was sending us a package. And then
I knew it was BS from the start.
Did you?
I was just the way she was acting, even though it was very short messages, I was like, I don't know, man. Something's up.
Hmm. I was just very distracted, I think, to where I didn't even like look, like even think and like look into it at all.
Well, my thoughts were she would just send it to the shop. If it was just something like a gift for us, okay. Like she knows the shop, she would just send it and just surprise us that way. But she wanted our home addresses. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, well, she's already married. So it's not like she's sending us, you know. Mm. And it's like, well, she's definitely not having a baby. So it's not like she's sending us that. And I'm just like, because all that went through my mind. I was like, what could she possibly be sending us? And that's why I was like, it's probably her in a box, you know. And she's like, well, there's better ways to travel. And so I'm like, yeah, I'm still something. Mm.
And she had been to both of our houses. It's just been years.
So yeah.
It's just funny.
But then it's funny how I found out about it. Because like I'm going to Walmart to get radios so we can all communicate at the car show. And I just feel a tap on my shoulder. And I was like, what the? Oh, man. She caught me. I was looking for Pokemon cards.
She had a tracker on you.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's tracking your location.
She honestly probably does. Because she was, her being our foreman. Where are you going? What are you doing? Yeah.
Yeah, so anyone that doesn't know or didn't see her at the show, but Aubrey is a day one. She was the start. It was me, you, and Aubrey. It was Glacier Garage.
Yep.
You were selling, and I was working. Yeah, and we were both techs.
Yep. So. She was, like, basically your apprentice. She was an aircraft mechanic, and then you kind of took her under her wing as an auto tech. And she's like a, you show her one time, and she's got it. You got a good head on her shoulders.
Really. Which good. I can't appreciate enough as someone that's trying to teach somebody something.
Yeah.
If it's like the fourth time I've told you how to do this, like, no, you tell her once and it's locked in.
Yeah.
And then her organization was aligned with mine being a helicopter mechanic where, you know, there's a spot for every single tool in your cart and it all had to be accounted for before that job was done because obviously – You leave a wrench in the engine compartment on a helicopter, like people are going to die.
Yeah.
So she was very, 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 very organized in that. Yeah, she did great work. So
no, it'd be nice to get her back.
We'll figure out a way.
Yeah, we just need to get her to come back. So I'm just glad she didn't come visit at 40 Below. Then there'd be no way.
You won a medal at the base comp.
I did. I didn't know until – because I didn't drive the Tahoe home. You did. And then we were just busy, so.
Yeah, we were super busy, and then when it came time to pack up.
Yeah.
I hopped in the Tahoe, and I was like.
Got second place in my class, which is cool, because our first year, my white truck that Greg built at Interior Remote Start got third place in his class. I was super pumped for that. I'm like, yes, that was one sub, one 12-inch sundown sub. And that thing did pretty well. And then this year, only thing we changed is he put a capacitor, a large, huge capacitor under the hood instead of a battery. And the difference is just the charge and discharge rate. And so, it metered quite a bit higher than it did the first year. It metered like 152.3, which is loud. Like that is really loud. There are very few cars in Fairbanks that are going to meter 150 plus. And that's just with two subs. And I was like, what? That's cool. Because the guy who beat me has same subs, just one series older, and he only had two, but I think he's got more amp behind him. So, and he was like hoping to blow him, so I think he was just going like full tilt boogie. Just
dang.
Yeah.
Did you have any mishaps? You blow your windshield out again or anything?
No, everything held up. He built one heck of a setup in that thing, that's for sure.
And that doesn't have the pole in the middle yet, right?
No, nice. It might meter higher with a pole in the middle, so it doesn't vibrate as much.
Yeah,
you know, but now you're just kind of really getting it dialed to try to like gain that 1 dB.
Yeah,
but I mean, they say every 3 dB is twice as loud. So
holy,
yeah. So you know, going because it metered like 150 the first year, 152.3 this year. So if we got it to like 153, it got twice as loud.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. But no, I'm very happy with that. So yeah, shout out to Greg at Interior Remote Start. He's an artist at what he does.
His work is amazing.
Yeah. So any guys looking for car audio and you want to disturb the peace, hit up Greg at Interior Remote Start.
Never bump through your own hood.
Yeah, don't do that.
The bouncy houses.
Huge hit.
Man.
The parents were in disbelief that it didn't cost anything.
Yeah. Alaska Jumping Party. Mm-hmm. Crushed it. Yeah, I mean, I'm glad those are the two we picked.
Yeah.
And I think we talked about that on the last show, but yeah, having the slides and the obstacle courses, having that turnover.
Yeah, just the flow.
Yep, the flow is the way to go over just the bouncy houses. But yeah, and everybody was super pumped. They were free. Like, I know a lot of people charge. It'll be like $20 just to run through it once. It's like, nah.
Yeah. So, no, it was all in all, the things that we added to the show, I think were a huge hit. And just going to have to bring it back next year, make it a little bit bigger, a little bit better. I do think it was amazing. So, like, the shaded gazebo, so thankful there was power there. And then we put those big fans in there.
It
I
was
think that
packed.
Was saving grace for so many people.
Yeah, when I drove by there, it was packed.
Yeah,
everybody so hanging out in the shade, fans going, the cool-down area. We got that idea from like, Disney. Like, those, those parks always had on their map, there'd be a cool-down area. Because you're in Orlando and it's ungodly hot. But yeah, so I was like, we need to have one of those because there were heat warnings or advisories for that day. It was going to be 90 plus. So yeah, that's something we definitely want to do different next year just to help with the flow of things. You know, it was a new venue. A lot of people had a lot of questions how things were going to go, where they were going to be, when it was going to happen. So like having a map that is released before the show, it's all over social media. Like, here's a map of where all the events are and then a schedule of when they're happening.
Yeah.
That would just help everybody out because some, like, the, I know the tug of war was a big one.
Yeah.
Where we weren't even sure if it was going to happen because.
Well, it was kind of a last minute thing. We kind of threw at 907 Diesel and they were just kind of making it happen.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I wanted to do more and I was chatting with Darren and having, like, let's make this happen. But then it was like, where are we going to do it? We're like, well, let's do it in the arena. That's the, that makes the most sense until we got there. And we're like, well, this is all dirt and sand. You guys are just going to dig and throw dirt at each other. But it was still a hit. A lot of people went and looked, you know, watched and, and had a good time watching. And so, yeah, we just kind of made the best out of it. And but we did have questions like, when's that going to happen? We're like, oh, it happened already.
Yeah.
So just being a bit more organized and having everybody on the same page is definitely the way to go for next year.
Yeah, well, I think a game changer for the whole team this year was the idea of getting radios. Us being able to communicate real time, not have to walk across the whole fairgrounds to find someone, that was huge. That was nice.
And it's huge because, like, the phone, you know, it doesn't work in that environment.
Yeah.
I had so many missed calls. Oh, same. Texts. You're under fire constantly and you're not looking. You have to have a radio.
Yeah.
So that's the only way to go. And it just kept us organized and just the, you know, when people are walking around and they see us all matching apparel, we all got our radios, we're communicating, we're executing the plan and like it's an organized show. It's like, it's a good look. Like we make a great team. So we have a great team.
No. And then, you know, shout out to those guys too, because everybody wasn't sure if they were going to be available and dude, everybody just killed it, showed up and just.
It's definitely a sacrifice. You know, it is on a holiday. It is Father's Day, and all of our employees are putting it in and working. So everyone
and most
else,
of them are dads.
Yeah, so everyone else can enjoy it. So it's something we do to give back to the community, and it's a lot to ask of our team and even ourselves. Like, I mean, that is my Father's Day. Like, you know, I don't ever like make plans for it, but
no, definitely a good day. It was a good time. And even though we're busy working, walking around, doing all the things, still, I enjoy it. Like, it's a good feeling when the whole group of people there is just super thankful, and it just makes you feel good, makes you feel like it's all worth it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, there's usually a moment every show where someone comes, and it's so crazy because just cars in a parking lot.
Yeah,
that's all it is. It's just parked cars, but we always have someone every year come up to us with tears in their eyes and thanking us for doing it.
Yeah. No, and I had several, and I walked up while a gentleman was talking to you about how it was just such an amazing thing for him.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it just does. It makes a huge impact. But that's that thing. That's like what we felt that ourselves, though. like we talked about on the last show, like during COVID and after, where there was just nothing. And we had that, like, man, I wish there was a show, something to do on Father's Day.
We would attend those,
yeah,
car people, and then nobody was filling that need.
Yeah, so I fully understand when those people walk up to us and are so thankful, because I was that guy.
Mm-hmm.
I was that guy looking for that thing, that something to do. And so it's super cool that we get to put that on. I actually feel honored that that's something that we have taken on and done well with.
Yeah. The dyno, that was pretty cool this year.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it was, there's some good numbers on there. You know, people put up some good numbers. A lot of the big, big cars didn't show.
Yeah.
Which was kind of a good thing, you know, I guess, for this year, and just let everybody kind of get a shot at the thing. And
definitely a change of pace on the dyno this year.
Yeah. So we'll,
plus we had more diesels this year than ever,
which was kind of intended or intentional. Yeah. The 907 diesel guys, you know, coming on board, and I wanted to see more diesels, more dualies,
mm-hmm,
just more trucks in general on that dyno this year. And yeah, it's pretty cool.
Have you seen that lifted? It's like a 2020 Silverado. It's huge, silver. And
oh yes, with the orange undercarriage.
Yeah. So I met that guy the other day. I was at the gym and just randomly talking to a guy, and he was like, "Hey, have you seen this truck?" He's like, "That's my truck." I was like, "Oh." I was like, "That's pretty rad, man. I wish you would have made it to our car show. That'd have been a great truck to have at our car show." But he had the guy that I talked to down in Anchorage, King's Customs, build that truck for him, and it made it down to SEMA.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's an amazing build. It's got to be, because he drives that thing year round. And it would have been cool to see that at the show. So hopefully next year you can make it out, because that'd be a cool truck I think Fairbanks would like to see.
Heck yeah. Yeah, I completely believe next year is going to be even bigger now that everybody knows how that venue works. I know there's a lot of skepticism on, you know, there's a lot of gravel, there's a lot of rocks, but we can get it done without you ever leaving the pavement.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think we'll have a much bigger turnout next year. More events, hopefully like some burnout stuff. Yeah, we've got maybe some music, some live music. So.
Yeah, we got some ideas we're doing.
Yeah,
you know, trying to put in the work now, see if we can make it happen a year from now, because that's kind of what some of that stuff takes.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, especially the music. If we want to get a headliner there, that takes a big notice.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think the dyno next year is really going to grab another gear too, because we might be running it ourselves,
mm-hmm,
and then give Chad a break, and maybe he'll bring something. And
well, all kinds of crazy old school projects.
He's got some crazy stuff, man.
Yeah.
You know, and some of them make four digits. Like, they're big cars. So I want to get in the four digits myself. So hopefully this winter I'll have the time and budget to throw out that Camaro. And
mm-hmm,
yeah, it'd be cool to see.
So that thing's not too far now, but I mean, it's beyond the limits of the stock bottom end.
Yeah, I mean, it makes about 800, but yeah, I think it's definitely capable of maybe 11 or 12 with the right combination. So yeah, well, I'm gonna say this show is a big success. I'm super pumped for next year. Thank you for everybody that helped put that thing on and everybody that showed up. General parking was packed.
Yeah,
people drove by. I mean, it looked like the fair was going on. Like, what in the heck?
Yeah, no, definitely want to thank everybody who helped put that on. All the guys at the fairgrounds. We were learning some stuff together, and it wasn't easy, but we got through it and put on one heck of a show. And yeah, I think it'll just get a little bit easier logistically for us as we kind of know how to navigate that with the fairgrounds people now. And yeah, it'll just grow and get better, I think.
Yeah, and I don't know, like you said, with like the clicker and counting the cars that come in, I don't know how we'd count like spectators, just to be curious how many people came, because the drone footage doesn't do it justice because of the turnover.
Yeah.
People are coming and going all day, you know, if they were just spectating.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I have no idea.
I don't know. All I know is all the food trucks were super happy with, you know, sales that day. And so, we had to have a few thousand people come through.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty cool.
And all the stands were full at the demo derby. Mm-hmm. Like, I just, win, win, win. Super cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Catch us next week on The Drive.
You've been listening to The Drive on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. To listen back to this or any past programs, simply log on to KFARradio.com and go to our archives page. The Drive is a production of Last Frontier Media Active and this radio station.